first choice personnel. And Coach, you know, we knew coming in it was going to be a hard fought game. Your team got down early, got double digits in the first half. It was a 10-point game at the half, and really that first 20 minutes of basketball, I thought we really struggled, especially on the offensive end.
You're right, we struggled everywhere. You know, once our defense isn't clicking, because we're a team of defensive stop offensive runs. Now, we didn't do very well of stopping ball penetration. You know, it wasn't pass penetration, it's dribble penetration. And we were having trouble defending that. And when we came down offensively, we were rushing everything. We allowed the token pressure to take us out of everything that we wanted to do. Never got ourselves in positions to be successful, and neither were we in the correct position to make our offense flow. So we kind of got ourselves in a bind there. But once we started to push the ball, to run a little bit and feel good about ourselves, it made a difference. We started to execute a little bit better. But did it get to a point of where we wanted it to be in the first half? No, not at all. But the second half, we did a little bit better offensively, but defensively, it was not very good at all for us. Not understanding to be open a little bit more to be able to help, you know, on dribble penetration, and we didn't do that very well at all.
Well, we talked coming in, obviously Fresno State ranked second in the country in three-pointers made per game, 9.8, and obviously very aware of that. They did not make a three-pointer tonight, which obviously a positive, but if you look up, they scored 52 points in the paint, and again, that goes back to exactly what you were saying, that dribble penetration.
Well, the first thing we said in the locker room before the game was, we needed to be great individual defenders. You must be a great individual defender, and don't let anything in the middle. If it does, let's level that thing off, and they must make a great shot over you. Well, that never happened. They were able to make whatever shot they wanted to make, a scoop shot, whatever shot they wanted to make, they were able to, and we never made the adjustments. So they did a great job of knowing that they weren't knocking down their three-point shots. They start putting the ball on the floor and getting to the basket. You have to applaud that. We have to understand how to make the adjustments and stop the ball from getting to the basket.
Obviously, and of course, not to make any excuses, you really didn't have 100% Kiara Young, and I know that kind of hurt your rotation a little bit tonight, but Kenedra Andrews, you put her in the second half, and what a display by the freshman. Made a couple of mistakes out there, but she knocked down two huge three-pointers when you came back and tied it up.
Well, yeah, she did. She and I know that's probably made her a little comfortable, was to get that first shot and knock it down. And it was excellent for Nedra to knock that down and feel good about herself. But the one thing that stands out to me is our defensive effort. And you can't go down and score and never stop anybody. And that's what caused the problem for us, is we never stopped anybody. And it didn't matter if we knocked down as many threes as possible. We didn't stop anybody.
You know, you look at Jasmine Bendoff, 36 minutes. You sat her early in the first half. I don't know if that was a bit of a message to her or not, but she ends up only 3 of 15 from the field. But when you look at it, that's a little misleading, because especially in the first half, 5-6 possessions, she kind of had to throw up tough off-balance shots because the shot clock was down to 1 or 2 seconds.
Absolutely. She had to take those shots, try to get the ball up to the rim. It's hard to understand why we would even get ourselves in that position of having to throw the ball up to touch the rim. We weren't aware of the shot clock. We weren't aware of what we must do the moment the shot clock was going down. This is where your growth and development has to come in. This is where you have to understand the shot clock and what we run when the shot clock is running down. You don't have to be told everything. You have to react to the situation, and we didn't react very well at all.
I thought Angie Felton played one of her better games of the year tonight.
I tell you, I have to applaud her defensive effort. I love it when you can get out there and defend dribble action. And she got out there and was defending that dribble action for us. It's something that we needed, you know, not having Kiara out there, and Angie came in, she stepped up big for us. But all in all, we fell short by not doing all the little things well for 40 minutes.
Let's talk about the last couple of seconds of the game. You're down two, you made a nice run, you're down two, you get the basketball back with about 10 seconds, call a timeout in front of the bench. Talk a little bit about what you drew up and what was supposed to happen on the play where the two players ran into each other, and of course JB was called for the double dribble.
Well, we actually had drawn up a play that we run a lot. We execute this thing a lot in practice to make sure that if we ever need it, we understand the purpose of the play, the spacing, the speed, and the timing of it all. And we actually had it set perfectly. Actually wanted to kind of get a curl play and pop out of the entire play. We were actually going to go for that win in our home place, and been no better person to come in and set that screen for Tavasha Anderson to turn off. And we had that layup, we were going to take that, and then for Jasmine to be set behind a three-point land to win it at home. Unfortunately, we didn't run the path or the lanes that we should have, and we ran into one another, and Jasmine was called for a double dribble.
This is one of those games where, you know, obviously disappointed. I'm sure 61-59 is just typical Louisiana Tech Fresno State, and whenever you have close games like this, every little play, every execution, it adds up at the end of the game, doesn't it?
It does. It really adds up that you must execute, especially for us offensively. We must execute. We must have everybody involved. Everybody must contribute. That's when we're a good basketball team, having a great balanced attack. And then defensively, you got to go back there knowing who you're defending. And if you switch up, you got to understand tendencies of everybody else. I think for the most part, we did kind of take away what they do best, and that's knocking down three-pointers. We kind of had our hands up, pushing them even further out than what they were used to. But the great thing that they did is they didn't accept that. They were just going to put the ball on the floor and try to get by us, and they did a great job with that. But we have to get in the gym and get better at being great individual defenders and not allowing that ball to get to the basket so easy.
Well, obviously this is a tough one, but you got to rebound pretty quickly. You play a pretty good Utah State team on the road on Thursday.
Yes, we do. It's tough to lose one like this, simply because of how much we had an opportunity to prepare throughout the week, and how big it was to try to win at home, and then the crowd that you had that was really behind you. It's kind of tough to walk away not having that win, but somehow, some way, you do have to move on and move to the next game, learn from things you didn't do so well here, and build on the positive things you did, and get ready for Utah State, because they're a great basketball team, came in here and showed how well they're playing this season. We just got to be ready when we step on their floor.
Well, we'll talk to you again on Thursday night from Logan.
Thank you.
That's Louisiana Tech.